We have heard today about a vineyard. We heard a story, a parable about a vineyard. We heard a moving song about a vineyard. And when we pay attention to this story and to this song, we can tell that they were not joyful. Rather, we could feel, both in the first reading and in the gospel, the sorrow of God's heart for his vineyard. Now, when we come to Mass, many times we think that the main point, the main purpose of our coming to Mass is to recharge our energies. And therefore we expect, and maybe even demand, a positive experience, some joyful message, an optimistic tone in what we say, and good sentiments that can help us go through our week. A priest friend of mine told me once, and this didn't happen here, that after Mass one day where he had to preach about a complicated, difficult issue, someone came to him with a complaint. Now, complaints are not particularly unusual for pastors. It's part of the job description, but this one was a little bit different because this person was really angry and bitter. And the complaint was this: Father, I come to Mass to feel good, so please don't preach about these things. But Mass is not first and foremost about ourselves, about what we want to hear or what we want to say, even when that comes with the best intentions. Mass, the celebration of the sacrifice of the Mass, is about God, first and foremost. And we come to adore, to worship, and to encounter the living God. And therefore, we come to listen to what he wants to say to us today. And today, he speaks of his sorrow. He worked hard with love and diligence in his vineyard, and he only found wild grapes. He sent his messengers, many of them. Finally, he sent his son to his vineyard, and he found only rejection. So whether we were expecting something like this or not when we came today to Mass, we should think about God's sorrow. Of course, these words are human words and are limited, but we're entering into a mystery. And we see that God's sorrow comes from his love. This is what we experience in today's words. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah sang of his friend, his beloved, and that is an image of Christ. And he said, "Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard." And then later, this friend, Christ, cried out, "What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done?" As we take to heart these words, full of love, but also full of sorrow, we have to make a choice. And the choice is, or should be, to be open to what God is saying to us today, and not just to what we wanted to hear or experience. God is asking about one thing. He wants to obtain the produce of his vineyard. God is asking us, each one of us personally, about the fruits of our life. What kind of fruits does God find in our hearts today? Good or bad grapes? Maybe some can immediately see and recognize what God is saying. And we might say, I know that I should stop doing this, or I should start doing that. Maybe it's that simple, that clear. But perhaps for some, it's more difficult. Maybe some have a real hard time realizing that the Lord could actually be calling us to more. Sometimes we might feel that we are okay, not too bad, not too good, but that's normal, right? Sometimes we have a hard time even understanding what it means to be constantly called to conversion. What does that mean in my life? Deeper conversion every day. Numbness of heart, that difficulty to be moved by God's word and move to conversion and growth, is very dangerous for one reason. Because in our Christian life, if we don't move forward, we will necessarily in some way move backwards. There is no safe, static, passive haven in our spiritual life. Forward or backwards. Now, this is not being negative or scrupulous. This is also not just a question about whether we're committing some huge, horrendous crimes or not. It is a question about love. And we know very well, because we will love someone, that when we love someone, there is always room for more love, for more growth, for more generosity. And if this is true in any kind of human love, how much more should we experience some of this in our relationship with the Lord? Perhaps not having the desire, perhaps not wanting to grow, is the first sorrow in God's heart. St. Paul said to us in the second reading, have no anxiety at all. And so we have no anxiety at all. Even when we contemplate today God's sorrow for our lack of fruits. And we have no anxiety because the sorrow of the Lord comes from His love and is filled with hope. That hope that we felt when we heard the Father's thought in the gospel. He thought, they will respect my son. And that is what the Father is thinking right now. They who are here, they will respect my son. Jesus, who is coming to us today in the Eucharist, the Father wants us to respect Christ, to love him, to adore him, so that in that way, with his grace, we can make a commitment. The commitment of trying with humility, but with sincere love, to produce more fruits. To desire only what Paul described as true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and gracious. Nothing more than that. So this is our hope as well. God's sorrow is a loving sorrow, and therefore he will never, although he has done all that he can, but he will still never stop working in the vineyard of our heart. And it is because of that beautiful promise that we can renew now the prayer that we made in the last words of today's psalm. We will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life and we will call upon your name. Let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved.